July, from Humidity Diary. Hammer strokes of unmediated rage. Two men face off. One is waving his weeping wife and son into a van, half in, half out of its parking space. The other's bike, wheels revolving, lies upended on the sleek asphalt. Flanking him, two girls. Everyone's okay. Sunday, dew point record high. A hate group has a permit to collect, first, outside the Unitarian Church, then to mass in protest on the green, where every Independence Day, middle-aged merchants and retirees in breeches and three-pointed hats shoot muskets and pretend to kill or die. You're asking me to pay for a scratch on your bumper? Look at my daughters. They've straggled back to their banana seats and tasseled handlebars. Their flushed cheeks glisten in the heat. With her thumb, one pumps her bike's bell trigger. It clicks, doesn't ring. Her sister twists a braid. To combat hate, ignore it, our police chief opined in his op-ed. You'll pay all right, or I'll call the police. My son's hand tightens in my hand. Did the van hit the bike, or the bike the van? Asks one of the assembled, to no one in particular, as the man, which man, flips open a cell phone. Somebody, please, be my witness.